Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, December 13th. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn down 4 cents, 481 and a quarter, March wheat down 11 and a quarter cents at 614 and a quarter, and Jan beans down 9 and a half cents at 1314 and a quarter. Some people were saying that the beans were lower overnight due to improved weather forecasts in Brazil. I don't really see it on the forecast that I'm looking at. I think most of it was due to the Argentinian news. Argentina devalued its peso by more than 50%. It's gone from 365 pesos to the dollar to 800 pesos to the dollar. They intend to reduce the generous subsidies on fuel and transports, slashing government spending. So all of that tells me that Argentina is really trying to fix some of the problems they've got with runaway inflation. One of the soybean groups down in Brazil has cut their soybean estimate, 2.8 million metric tons, down to 161.9. And I think, you know, ultimately the USDA next month should have a pretty good cut on the Brazilians' crops. We did sell 125,000 metric tons of beans this morning to unknown, but it's 24.25. So I don't think it'll have a major impact on the prices here today, though it's a little bit more Chinese business, probably. The question around is, you know, China done buying the wheat. On Monday, it looked like, you know, they were done buying the wheat. Yesterday, it looked like maybe they bought some. Today, it's coming into a question again because of the lower prices. I don't know that they're done quite yet, but they're certainly looking for supplies in Australia and France. But France is having a tough time getting their crop out. They're talking about quality concerns, so maybe France won't be as good a supplier as they're hoping they are. Overall, these markets continue their chop as we head toward the end of the year. Funds are still heavily short corn and wheat. They're still long, you know, I've got them long. 41,000 contracts of beans and 110 meal. So, you know, do they want to try to lighten up on those positions before the end of the year? You know, on any given day, yes. On any given day, no. I think the brunt of the fund short covering in corn and wheat will come after the first of the year. After the farmer starts selling some corn, then I think we can see some higher prices out here. But we're in a very choppy mode out here. Seems like one day, you know, it looks like there's good demand. The next day, no demand. The Argentinian thing should weigh on the beans a little bit here. But overall, I don't see the Argentinian farmer, you know, selling too much out here. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.